What is lipedema? Symptoms, causes, and how wellness therapies can help. What is lipedema? What is lipedema? It's a question that millions of women have typed into search bars late at night, usually after years of frustration, failed diets, and doctors who didn't have an answer. If you've been doing everything right and your legs still look and feel the same, you're not imagining it. And you're definitely not alone. Lipedema is a chronic condition where fat tissue accumulates abnormally, mostly in the legs, thighs, hips, and buttocks. Sometimes it shows up in the arms, too. What makes it different from typical weight gain is that this fat doesn't respond to calorie restriction or intense exercise the way regular adipose tissue does. You can eat clean, work out 5 days a week, and watch the rest of your body change while your lower half stays the same. That disconnect is one of the most emotionally exhausting parts of living with this condition. What causes lipedema? Researchers believe lipedema is tied to hormonal shifts and genetic factors. It tends to show up during puberty, pregnancy, or perimenopause, which points to a strong hormonal connection. If your mother or grandmother carried weight in a similar pattern, there may be a hereditary link. The condition affects up to 11% of the adult female population, according to published clinical data, National Library of Medicine, though many experts suspect that number is higher because so many cases go unrecognized. Signs and symptoms. Most people miss. The symptoms go well beyond how your legs look. People with lipedema often describe a heaviness or aching in their lower body that doesn't go away with rest. Easy bruising is common, even from light pressure. The skin may feel tender or painful to the touch. Some people notice a bumpy or nodular texture beneath the surface. Swelling tends to get worse with standing, walking, or heat. Fatigue is another symptom that rarely gets connected to lipedema, but shows up consistently in people living with it. Types of lipedema. Not everyone with lipedema looks the same, and where it shows up on the body is part of how it gets classified. Some people carry it mostly around the hips and buttocks. Others see it extend down through the thighs to the knees or all the way to the ankles. There are cases where the arms are involved too, and some people only notice it in the lower legs below the knee. Most fall somewhere in the first few categories, and the pattern can shift over time, particularly when hormones are in flux. Stages of lipedema. The way lipedema tissue changes over time is broken into stages, and each one looks and feels a little different. Early on, the skin might look completely normal on the surface, but if you press into the fat, you'll feel small nodules, almost like tiny pebbles underneath. That's considered the first stage. As it progresses, those nodules get bigger and more irregular. The skin starts to feel uneven and may show visible dimpling. In later stages, the tissue hardens. Large folds of skin and fat can form around the thighs and knees, and that's the point where it starts to interfere with how you move. In some cases, lipedema and lymphedema show up together, which adds swelling from fluid buildup on top of everything else. Not everyone moves through every stage, and getting ahead of it early can make a real difference in slowing things down. Lipedema versus lymphedema. Understanding the difference. One of the biggest sources of confusion is the difference between lipedema and lymphedema.